Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Yeah, just looking at some weather reports. We'll get to that here in a second. Already Friday. Yeah, they get here fast when you're hanging out on the show. They get here very swift. And I really don't like that. I like it to go a little slower than this, but that's okay. That's okay. 615-844-5600. Brad will be with us. Hour number three, BradPowerSports.com. Handicapping, that last hour devoted to handicapping. Does not matter which Friday of the year it is. We don't shut that hour down. Brad's with us every Friday. It could be the playing portion of the season. It could be the non-playing portion of the season. Again, remember, there is no off season. And the Big Ten, the B1G, gets started tonight. That's what I was just looking at. Madison, Wisconsin tonight, 7 o'clock Central, 8 Eastern. And if you're wondering TV-wise, Big Ten Network. Yeah, Big Ten Network is where that game will be broadcast on TV. I was looking at the weather here. Tonight, the low is supposed to get somewhere around 29 in Madison. Remember, we already looked it up for Minneapolis on Saturday night. And I need to redo that, too, because it might have changed. But here is what they're saying. Low of 29, 100% chance of precip for the Illinois Wisconsin opener. Now, again, that is their weather. That's not something weird. That's their weather. I'm just identifying this because it's game one in the Big Ten. Usually you wait, obviously, until now, and you start getting the weather, start getting their weather that they're used to. We're not used to it. It's another reason I bring this up. Here in the South, we look at this like it's something weird. It's not weird. It's their weather. They choose to live in it. They like it. It's fun to watch football in it. I hope we get a little of that tonight when we're watching it. I'll have a high school bowl on, and I will have this on as well. But excited. Yeah, we've been talking all week about the Big Ten getting started, and very, very excited about it. Yeah, pumped up about it. And again, we've already got our games here in the South and in the Big 12 and in all over the ACC in the South and up the Eastern Seaboard. We're used to that by now. We're getting those games. We're enjoying those games. They've been fun to date. The Alabama-Georgia game of the year really wasn't the game of the year. It was second half, it was a runaway by Alabama, but they could rematch, and we'll see. We'll see. The Penn State-Ohio State game, like we've mentioned, is just a week from tomorrow in Happy Valley. It won't be a whiteout. It won't be what we're used to, but that is a monstrosity. Until proven otherwise, I think Penn State is the biggest threat. to Ohio State in the Big Ten. Doesn't matter the division. Happens to be the same division, but doesn't matter. They're the biggest threat. If it's Michigan or somebody else, I'm willing to change my mind, but you got to prove it to me. You got to show it to me. Let me see it. Once I see the prima facie evidence, I'll be happy to switch my line of thinking in that game. Here's the other part. The other day when we pulled up the weather report for Minneapolis, Saturday night, primetime TV, Michigan at Minnesota, and the weather report was a low of 25, a high of 32, 60% chance of precipitation. I took a picture on my phone and then tweeted it, meaning the weather forecast. Well, in that picture, I'm not kidding now, what I'm about to tell you, in that picture had some ads in it. I guess just typical ads you're going to get on weather sites. And it was about refinancing your home. And it was like 2.13, 2.2 something. I didn't even notice. That wasn't. Some people were tweeting me later in the day. That day. Saying, Bill, I checked on those refi rates and that's not legit. That's a false ad. There's nothing like that, Bill. People were calling, trying to find out where they could get those rates. Again, I didn't even notice what was on that. I should have cropped the picture and made it just the weather, right? But I took the whole picture because I was going fast and just slap it up there on Twitter. I literally had people trying to find those rates and then tweeting me back, Bill, something wrong there. I don't know why you're putting that ad up there, Bill, but that you can't get that rate. That's false advertising, Bill. By the way, I just pulled up Madison, Wisconsin again, and it's the same thing. It says LendingTree 2.13 and 2.28. And then you can calculate payment. So isn't that amazing what happens? I was looking at nothing else other than the weather. Madison, Wisconsin, 42 and 29, meaning the high and the low today. 100% chance of precip. Yeah, they're saying 100% chance. So that sounds exciting to me. As the B1G gets started. 615-844-5600 today. We'll have plenty of time to get you in. And on Twitter, at Bill Is King. If you want to email the show, Bill Is King 7. That is the number 7, Bill Is King 7 at gmail.com. Yeah, I've got in the one slot for this weekend. It's very rare that we have an OOP that doesn't have several SEC games in it. And it's a decent SEC weekend of games. It's decent. But this weekend, you know, starting tonight, but the majority of all the games obviously on Saturday, don't have any SEC games in there. Yeah, don't have any listed in there right now. Which is kind of interesting. No. I'll be watching the heck out of the SEC. Without question, I'll be watching. But it's usually SEC, maybe, well, since the Big Ten got started, here's a Big Ten, maybe one or two of those, maybe a Big 12, maybe a Pac-12, even though we don't even have those games. You also have some other games tonight. Tulsa and USF are playing. Jacksonville State at FIU is also a game that gets played tonight. Several games. And then you have the Ragin' Cajuns of Louisiana. They play UAB tonight, in case you're going to want to have multiple monitors on. Let me give you, I just pulled this up. Let me give you the early matchups on Saturday. These would be the 11 a.m. Central. If you're on Eastern time, lots of you are. Noon Eastern time games. See, I'm conflicted because this audience is spread across Central and Eastern times. So I give both every time because there's not one standard time there. Be easier if it was just uniform, right? But and some out west, obviously we're on very early. West Coast Sooner people like that, John out in L.A., those guys are tuning in, but obviously we're going to be more Midwest towards the Eastern Seaboard, so that's why I always give out Central and Eastern times more so. The Clemson-Syracuse game, Clemson hosts the Cuse. But again, these are all 11 o'clock games. Nebraska and the Bucks. You Buckeye fans can't wait. Oh, once again, thanks to Josh. Josh in London sent me a thick Buckeye hoodie and also a long sleeve t-shirt. I mean, nice merchandise, y'all. I mean, really nice. I will wear that. I will wear that proudly. Again, I'm not jonesing for a school. I'll wear anything. You know what's interesting here? If you get into South Wilco in Franklin, where I'm at, in the Nashville area, a lot of folks move from down north with the Nissan and Saturn and all that. So if you wear some Big Ten stuff and it's not their school, you get called out here like we're up north somewhere. So if I when I wear that Buckeye stuff and I'm at a grocery store, I'll probably get called out a little bit. A lot of folks down here, you see a lot of Michigan and Ohio State and Wisconsin and some Illinois. You see a bunch of that down here. Penn State, NC State, and North Carolina. These are 11 o'clock games. Kansas, Kansas State. Auburn, Ole Miss. Auburn, you're shaky. I can see it. Auburn, you look like you have the confidence level right now of Barney Fife trying to arrest somebody. I don't like the look. Now, let's see how you do Saturday against a pesky Ole Miss team. OU and TCU. Memphis and Temple. Memphis hosting that game. Ryan Silverfield's the coach at Memphis. He's a guy I know. And doing a good job. He's the newest head coach there. Doing a good job. Replaced Coach Mike Norvell, who's down there at Florida State. Silverfield was on the staff. And they handed it to him. He came in here and recruited a couple of players. Obina Eze, who's a 6'8", 6'9", literally now. Not 6'5", 6'8", 6'9", tackle. Who's playing for them now? A couple of others, and then we'll get a break. And then Crazy Charlie says, get to the phones. Florida State and Louisville. There's another one. Circle that one. Rutgers, I'm sure Jim up in Ramsey waiting on that one. At Michigan State. Are you at Michigan State, and USM at Liberty. So those are noon games. That Alabama-Tennessee game is 2:30 Central, obviously, Eastern 3:30. Notre Dame, same time, at Pitt. Pitt, nasty defense. Notre Dame offensively a little sluggish, to say the least, against Louisville last Saturday. And Penn State IU is also at 2:30. I'm not trying to get to them all, just some of them right there. Got to get the break coming back. Well, grab a couple of calls when we return here. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. We're looking at this crash here, 65 southbound at the North Loop. It's causing a bit of a delay here, even more so on 65 southbound here coming past Trinity Lane. Keep that in mind. Checking a Reg 40 eastbound near OHB out on the west side of town before you get to Charlotte Pike. Donaldson Pike, checking an accident over there near the airport as well. Hey, celebrate autumn this year at Obergatlinburg during Oktoberfest. Now through November 1st, visit Obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
When you're Middle Tennessee's Community Bank, you have a greater responsibility than just offering a menu of smart financial services. You make it your mission to know your neighbors and meet their needs, and you invest in the people around you, from the new family to the small business. At Wilson Bank and Trust, we're proud to be the kind of institution that's always working to make our great community even greater. Thank you for supporting us in our efforts to serve, give, and grow. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Bill King here to talk about the Omni Nashville Hotel like you've heard me do so many times. Bar line specifically. New summer hours, 11 a.m. to 1 a.m. Delicious food and drink. Bourbon barbecue chicken wings. Also the Bear Bones Burger and everything else you're going to love on that menu. Remember, the Omni is also the location of Commitments Year Number 3, which is December 16th. Bar lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
Hey guys, it's Zach from Millennial Sports Mornings here to talk to you about Hayes Nissan of Rivergate. They have been serving the Nashville area for more than 28 years with a long-standing tradition of providing outstanding customer service to anyone who steps on their lot. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or service your vehicle, you can be sure that their team will dedicate themselves to your individual needs. They also offer much more than just legendary customer service. They will help you find the vehicle that fits your lifestyle, personality, and most importantly, your budget. If you like what you hear, then simply call to schedule an appointment at 615-865-7220. Again, that's 615-865-7220. Or you can just stop by at 1550 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. And check them out on the web at NissanOfRivergate.com. And look, you can trust me. Not only am I a spokesperson, but I'm a customer. That's Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Hello, I'm Greg Pogue.
I'm Craig Ladd.
And I'm Coach Bubba Spears.
And we invite you to listen each Saturday morning at 8 for the 9th season of Prep Football Talk, presented by Freeman Webb.
Every Saturday, we will get you up to date on all the scores from the previous night. Shine a spotlight on one of the area's top players and his coach. Feature a Prep Legend of the Week and get you set for the upcoming week.
Prep Football Talk, presented by Freeman Webb, is also brought to you by the U.S. Army, Nissan of Cool Springs and Hyundai of Cool Springs, My Team Insurance and Sam's Sports Grill and Sam's Place.
That's every Saturday morning at 8, right here on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
Know anything about college football? Consult with the Encyclopedia Bill Tanaka every morning.
Big Ten starts tonight, so I've got to start with Black. What's up, sir?
What's up, brother? How you doing today, sir?
Morning.
Hey, have you had a chance to watch that quarterback out at BYU? I think his name's Zach Wilson.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's on the list.
He's nice, man.
He is
nice, man. What year is he in? He's like a junior or sophomore?
I believe Zach Wilson is a junior.
Hey, he's nice, man. Have you heard anything? Do we have any updated information on the COVID situation with Minnesota?
I've heard nothing new. Now, Friday, as you know, can get newsy. We're just getting started, but fingers crossed here on any of this stuff.
Okay, so I don't know if you had a chance to discuss it. Where are you at right at this moment with that game?
What do you mean? I mean, who am I liking in the game?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. Yeah, and you're really making me look like an ass in front of your radio. You know what I meant? Yes, that's.
I kind of like the Gophers in this game.
I do too, man, and I think I'm going off of A. I want to see Michigan lose, but B, like it's even there's even it even makes more mathematical sense than just that, though, because they were a really good team last year, man, and there are a lot of unknowns with Michigan. I'm going with it. So where's the point spread at? It shifted heavily from Minnesota to Michigan. Where is it at right now?
You know what? I don't have it in front of me. It was a couple of points there, about two. Best I remember is about 2.5, 3 points.
Okay, so I'm going to just go ahead and go with Minnesota, man. I'm sticking with that, Minnesota. And I'm going to put a number at that. Hey, listen, I think Bateman, I had a chance to really go back and watch him. Oh, he's nasty. I really don't pay attention to Minnesota football. I do like the program, but I don't pay attention to him. I had a chance to really go back and watch his highlights. Now, is he a slot receiver or an outside receiver?
He is an outside receiver, and you got to remember he's got Tanner Morgan back too, the quarterback, who's a Kentucky kid, who's pretty doggone good too.
Oh my God, he can make some amazing catches, man, and he's mean. He's mean when getting the ball and with the ball in his hand. So yeah, I'm going with the Gophers, man, and I just want to go ahead and get this thing started. And I did enjoy the conversation with the guy from Michigan yesterday. I do wish I could get on one of those calls, man, and really just, you know, start asking these guys, like, man, when are y'all just going to all collectively just jump off of a bridge, man, because it ain't working. But that ain't what you do. So, hey, man, have a good day, man. I'm looking forward to slaying Nebraska and getting on to Penn State tomorrow, man. Y'all be good.
All right.
Hey, Bill.
Yes.
One more thing, man. How is my buddy Georgia Dog doing?
He's hanging in there. Matter of fact, he's already tweeted this morning, but it was about something different. Georgia Dog's hanging in there, man. He's taking.
Hey, Georgia
he's,
Dog,
he's licking his wounds
guy.
Right now.
Hey, no, I'm talking about the Perry Mason said he was in the hospital. He wasn't feeling well.
I think he's doing okay. Yeah, I think he's okay, up. He's up. He's already. He's already checked in on the show. I think he's doing okay.
Okay, GA Dog, I'm thinking about you, Big Dog, and hey, man, I'm with you, bro. Be good. Peace.
There you go. Yeah, Georgia Dog. Again, when I put up that weather thing, I didn't even know those ads were on there about the 2 point something. So Georgia Dog's already said he found a refi for, what was it, 2.46? just do what we did. Straight cash, homie. So you're not worrying about that. That's the way to handle that. Armageddon, what's happening with you, sir?
Billy, you think this is Armageddon? It's Spence.
Spence, sorry about that. I don't know what happened there, but I'll fix it, Spence.
That's twice, but listen, that's okay. Let's talk a little Tennessee quarterbacks. Do we have one coming in the upcoming class?
Got a kid who's a dual threat out of Texas coming in the class of 21, listed as a 4-star. And, of course, you got Harrison Bailey sitting there as a true freshman.
Right.
And got there at midterm, but obviously that didn't help like it typically helps because they didn't get to do anything much. But, yeah, there's more competition coming in, and if you're Shrout and if you're Maurer and that group, you're going to have to make some decisions or win the job.
Well, you know, if they were any good, they'd be beating out Gerontano now. He'd be getting some playing time. So I hope the kid Cummins pretty good. Hope Bailey's pretty good because I would run the rest of – well, I wouldn't run them off. I'd just pack them up and send them home because if they're not good enough to beat this boy out, we really don't need them.
I agree. I mean, you and I don't get to – you know, we're not at practice. We're not watching the reps or anything, but I still can't. If you don't have a quarterback situation that's better than the one you have, God help you. I agree with that.
Yeah, I saw the caption last week, and I know I brought this up earlier in the week, that Jerry gives us our best chance to win, and we ain't got a lot of chances. We're bringing an empty gun to a fight with no bullets. But hopefully, Bailey can – I don't want him to get killed this week. Maybe after this, they play him out the rest of the year, find out what we got. They bring some kids in that can play quarterback because if you look back over the teams that's done really well at Florida, Louisiana, Alabama, even Ole Miss when they've had quarterbacks, Auburn, how they got Cam Newton. You got to get one. You got to get a dynamic one if you're going to do anything. I'm going to get out of here. Have a good weekend, Bill. wear your mask, wash your hands. I'll check on you next week.
Okay, Spence. Thank you. Appreciate the call. RW, who goes by Rock Westfall on Twitter. He is a big Wisconsin fan. Oh, Rock, you need to confirm my weather. And is that precip tonight? Does that mean snow? Coach G, I need you Wisconsin folks who monitor the show to confirm my weather analysis for tonight. I'm getting excited about it. But he tweets, Bill, how did, or it says, can, says Hotel Garantano morph into Steven Garcia just one time to give Skolcan a signature springboard win? He's referring to 2010, Saban's knucklehead team. Of the teams that Nick has had at Alabama, 2010 is the one you circle as he couldn't get to him. That was his knucklehead team. It's just Nick gets to most teams, right? The locker room becomes what Nick wants it to be most of these teams, right? It's hard. 2010, those guys didn't listen much. And a huge win for South Carolina. Spurrier was the coach. Steven Garcia was awesome. And remember, South Carolina beat the Tide. Now Alabama fixed that quick because the next 2 years they won the Natty, 11 and 12. Didn't last long. People were saying back then, too, Nick's getting a little old now. Look, this 10 group, they're not listening to the old man. Then when the Buckeyes beat him pretty bad in the semifinals in 14, Bill, we've seen Nick's last championship. The old man doesn't quite have it. Look what the Buckeyes just did to them. They romped him. It's probably over, Bill. Yeah. Miss Terry is going to call Nicky home. Just, hey, we've done enough of this. We've won our natties. Just come on home. Let's go to the lake. Hang out a little bit. Maybe do a little commentary on TV, but that's about it. Yep. I get you. RW, good memory there. Good memory. RW says, Bill, what is your Friday OOP? Asking for a friend. I've got Wisconsin somewhere in there. I don't know where I put them. I can't find it. Can somebody find my most recent OOP? I was looking during the break. I got tired of searching it. Yeah, got tired of it. Georgia Dog says, Bill, much love for Black. He was just checking on you. M. Roos up in Ohio, Bill, Zach Wilson's a junior. Yeah, he got there, I'm trying to remember, in 18, 19, 20. He's a junior. I believe he's a true junior. He's a Utah kid from the state of Utah. I think Draper. Somebody can, somebody bean count me on that one, too. All right, one more. I know I need to break. Coach G. Says Bill, and Coach G's up there. Wisconsin fan. He lives there. He knows the terrain. About tonight in Madison. Bill, precipitation ends late morning or early p.m. No snow expected tonight. Temps in the upper 30s. Darn. I was hoping for a little Big Ten winter ball. Now, 37 to us is chilly. I'll give you that. Yeah, that's chilly, but thank you, Coach G, for that. I knew you Wisconsin guys would straighten out my weather analysis there. Bottom of the hour break. Remember, Brad coming up, hour number three, bradpowersports.com. Handicapping, that's every Friday for the hour. Any handicapping question you have, use the hashtag AskBP, and I'll get it to him. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. We're still looking live at this crash here on 65 southbound right at the North Loop. It's causing a bit of a slowdown here in this area as you come past Trinity Lane on 65 southbound. Murfreesboro Pike at Spence Lane, there's just been a crash there. Donaldson Pike at Wellman Drive, they're still over there working that earlier wreck that had some injuries blocking traffic in that area. Hey, check out the all-new Andre Chicken Sandwich now available at Prince's Hot Chicken, 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-bys is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
It is an uncertain time for us all. But kids in foster care have always known an uncertain future. Now, more than ever, we see what it means to truly connect with others in a way we didn't fully appreciate through the simple little things we do. It's those little things that also make a big difference to a kid in foster care, to help them become all they were meant to be. During a time when taking care of each other is by far most important, Youth Villages Foster Care asks that you consider opening your home to these young people who are without one. To keep us all safe and healthy during this time, Youth Villages is offering virtual presentations with information to address your thoughts and questions about fostering a child. Learn how you can become a foster parent at youthvillages.org/foster. Youth Villages, foster a little hope. Brought to you by Youth Villages in cooperation with this station and the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters.
The Klein Preston Law Group in Nashville, a proud supporter of the Atlanta Braves and Southeastern Conference, has over two decades of experience in litigation and transactional practice. Their practice focuses primarily on business law, including business litigation, business structure, and international law. The Klein Preston Law Group has represented clients from state and federal courts throughout the state of Tennessee to the United States Supreme Court. For more information, go to their website, Klein with a K, PrestonLaw.com.
This is what you missed if you're not listening to the Bill King Show.
Pat Fitzgerald, Northwestern. Hey, Coach, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bill. Great to be on with the King.
He's not as physically mature, but he's a very gifted tool.
Mr. King. It's either Bill or King.
It's a big CF.
Finally, you lay down, you sit down, and that couch is absolutely perfect. I feel like that's where I am right now. I feel like I'm like sitting down and wait, this is perfect. I'm back with Bill King now.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9. FM.
The home of commitments and other stuff. The Bill King Show.
Also, Kevin Hagan, top of the hour. He joins us on Fridays. Rejoined us a few weeks ago, took a few months off. He is back, and we're happy to have him. Kevin Hagan, talk Alabama, talk SEC, whatever, wherever you want to go. He is versatile. He can handle it. He is really good. Yeah, on top of that, yeah, Kevin I just got a text from him. Bill, you didn't list me on the tweet. Yeah, that was I was too excited about Wisconsin's weather. I couldn't think of everything. No. You're with us every Friday. No excuses. Russell on Twitter, Bill. Ask Brad about Baylor at Texas. Yes, I will. Now, hey, if you can redo that one later for me or it will get lost on my timeline. So please send that one to me again. That game I'm sure will come up no matter what. But just as a precaution, send that in hour number 3. Send it at the top if you want. Doesn't matter when, but somewhere there and I will I'll make sure. Texas is, we were talking about Auburn, how fragile they seem to be. And we'll see. They get another test tomorrow, the Ole Miss game. But they seem that way in the moment. Last few weeks, they just look like a roster, a locker room with a very unstable ecosystem. Maybe tomorrow they play well. Saturdays are a reboot, like we told you. But Texas is the same way right now. The head coach is somewhat unstable, it seems like, Tom Herman. The team is fractured a bit. The media and the school fighting over a song called Eyes of Texas. Literally, y'all. I mean, there's a continuous fight over a song. At the end of games, Eyes of Texas. Sam Ellinger out there alone, one of the games singing. Very strange. Nobody else there with him. Team running off the field after the game so they don't have to do it. School meeting with Herman saying, we expect the team to be out there. I mean, it's so, yeah, Texas, if we're just getting on the fragile list, add the Horns to that grouping. And theirs is a little bit different. Auburn is just on the field inconsistency. That's where their fragility is. Texas is a myriad of things I just described. Some literally political, and some of it's on the field. It's we've had catch on, what, the previous 3 weeks, I think, Crazy Charlie, and he's laid it out well. Can't lay it out any better than he did. I'm going to give him a break. Don't request catch anytime soon. Just because he's been on with us a bunch, and let him breathe a little bit, y'all. Ron, who is a big Nebraska fan, lives up in Ohio, tells me something I didn't know. Bill, Nebraska fan club in Nashville expecting 35 Huskers at the Jeffersons in Brentwood. Normally double that number, but we've got limits due to COVID. Will easily outdraw the Buckeye fan club in your area. At least we will win something tomorrow. I did not realize that, Ron. Now, I knew we had – Nashville is a melting pot area. So you have fans from all the schools that live here, and you have all the little clubs that get together, go team clubs, and all that stuff. But I knew we had a Buckeye because Craig, who's a big Buckeye, lives here, and we see him from time to time at our events. He's one of the leaders of the Buckeye Club here in town. He's part of it, I know that. Lives over in Brentwood, Franklin area. But, you know, Ron, appreciate that news. I did not know that. Had no idea. Down to Tampa, and Alan is checking in. Hey, Alan.
Morning, buddy. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm in Tallahassee. We was in Gatlinburg all last week, and I got to Tallahassee yesterday, picked my bus up, and finally got it fixed. We're fixing to head to Tampa this morning.
Gatlinburg, so you were up there by Crosby.
Yeah, we went up. Actually, I was in Nashville on Saturday. We got there Saturday morning, went and see my wife's cousin. He lives in Springfield. We went down to Broadway on Saturday, and they got mask police. If you ain't got your stupid mask on, they accost you and tell you to put it on.
I heard about it. I haven't been down there, but I heard about that. Wow.
Yeah, some woman came up to me to give me a mask. I said, I'm good. She goes, oh, you'll get in trouble. I told her, so let them take me to jail for wearing a dumb mask. I'll take my chances.
So you at Springfield, yeah, you told me you had relatives there. So that's out the other side, all the way up. Literally, you're going up to the Kentucky border there.
Yeah, we was there Saturday and Sunday and left there Sunday, went to Gatlinburg. and we got to Tallahassee yesterday. Got our bus out of the Freightliner dealership, and we're fixing to head home. We'll leave it up here. I got to work up here next week, so we're leaving it. We're going to head home this morning.
So all the way over to – now, was Gatlinburg the typical zoo, or is it a little toned down because of everything?
It was more of a zoo. I've never seen that many people ever. We stayed out of it. We went to – you know, we stayed out. It was a mess. I'd never seen the traffic that bad. Leaves were pretty, but the traffic was atrocious. I mean, it was horrible.
It's pretty typical. Pretty typical.
Yeah. You're talking about Texas. We did a demo job in Austin about 5 years ago. And Austin, Texas is full of liberal loons, man. If I was the administration of Texas, I'd tell the band members, you play this song or you pack it, and we'll get somebody else that will play it.
They've got a mess over there. That's for sure.
You can't let them tell you what. That's like if I my business. I can't let my employees tell me what to do. It doesn't work that way.
No, I hear you, man. I hear you.
I'm looking forward to my Noles tomorrow. I think we got a chance to win the game. I was encouraged about last Saturday. You know, I was surprised actually. But I told my wife, I said, you know, during that game, I expected us to lose, but we got so close. I'm like, I'd rather lose in the beginning than get to the end like that and lose the game. You know, but luckily we held on and won the game, which I think was a huge win for Norville. And you're right, he's gonna get it right over there.
He is very, very good. He just needs to weed everything out and find the players and recruit. And now here's what I want to see. After the North Carolina game, a nice home win, we need to follow through. We need to see how they do at Louisville. If they go to Louisville and it reverts back, I'm not losing faith in Norvell overall, but it means they're just not ready still.
Yeah, you can't. I agree with you. You can't go to Louisville and lay an egg. You got to go up there and at least compete. And I think we should – Louisville's won one game. I mean, we should win the game, I think. But, you know, that's why they play them. You never know what's going to happen. But yeah, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. We had 3 years of no coaching. Jimbo quit after the Alabama game. We had 2 years of Club Willie. I was watching local TV here last night in Tallahassee, and they were showing his coach's show from FAU. It's pitiful. They're losing the game to – I think it was Coastal Carolina or somebody.
Right.
And he's on the sideline, and the star running back, he goes, what are you doing over here? And he says, well, nobody's told me to go in the game, coach. Why aren't you in the game? Well, nobody's told me to go in the game, coach. Why don't you go in the game then? I mean, he's that far out of touch. You don't know what's going on.
It's kind of like the Florida game where they're telling the DB to get to get somebody covered.
I watched that. I watched that play from where I was sitting at. I mean, hey, guys, you don't have enough people out here. You want to send some more? I mean, that's like you telling Charlie, hey, Charlie, the phone's ringing. Think you ought to answer it? I mean, it's just God. So my son called me after he saw the same thing. He goes, thank God he's not our coach anymore. You know?
Yeah, no, I hear you there.
I ordered another rec tech for my wife's cousin. It's being delivered today. I got him a $590, so it was kind of a gift, a housewarming gift to those guys.
I saw that.
Today.
Yeah, I saw that. Rec tech, man, they're moving a whole bunch of those things, man. I've still got my 700.
I bought four of them.
You've got four total now.
I bought four. I got the $390 in my bus. I give the $700 to my son. I got the BFG at my house, and I bought the $590 for my wife's cousin. So I'll give them quite a few shekels.
Those things ain't cheap either.
But they're a good. Well, you know, we went to his house, and he had this Komodo thing. What a nightmare. He had to soak this and soak that. Then he lit it. Then he had to go get a fan and put a fan on it to blow it. I'd blow my brains out trying to mess with this damn thing. It's unbelievable. What a piece of garbage.
You know? Alan, safe travels, sir.
Take care, buddy. Nice talking to you.
Thank you.
Show. Great job.
Yep. Alan in Tampa. Always good to have you here. Okay, a bunch here on Twitter. And yes, Kevin Hagan, top of the hour. Kevin sent me a message. Said people are even texting him. Kevin, are you on today? Yes, he is. Kevin is on every Friday. If I didn't tweet it in the opener, that's my fault, which I didn't. I don't know what I was thinking. You know, on the original one I sent out this morning, I didn't even have Brad on there. So, it's all correct. Yeah, we're good. We're good. Coming right back. One more break. Hour number one. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. The police are still trying to clear up this wreck out on the west side. It's 40 eastbound near OHB. Still working this crash here as we look at it live on 65 southbound here at the North Loop, just adding to that extra slowdown on 65 southbound now as you approach Trinity Lane. Check out the all-new Andre Chicken Sandwich, now available at Prince's Hot Chicken, 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. This Action Update brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
It's the third Saturday in October, so Alabama and Tennessee will meet on the gridiron. The second-ranked Crimson Tide laying 21.5 points at Neyland Stadium, where the total is 66. Tennessee head coach Jeremy Pruitt, a former defensive coordinator for Nick Saban in Alabama. Nick Saban 22-0 all-time against his former assistant coaches. Elsewhere in the SEC tomorrow, it's Auburn, a 3.5-point favorite at Ole Miss. Kentucky, a 5.5-point favorite at Missouri. LSU laying 6 at home with South Carolina. Tennessee Titans, a 1-point home favorite Sunday against the Steelers. For VSIN.com, I'm Mike Sennett, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And MLS number 3030.
Five-state forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast for this morning. A chance of showers, high 80. Showers likely tonight, low 53. Cloudy tomorrow, high 62. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, low 53. And mostly cloudy Sunday, high 72. Utilizing the resources of the Weather Bug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stein.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Get into the Bill King Show.
Shit, man, I just lost my train of thought.
All right, dude, here's a couple of phones in 3, 2. Call 615-844-5600.
Yeah, quick note here on Twitter. Kevin Hagan, top of the hour. Shannon up in South Bend. Bill, did you see this? The Big Ten will deem any football game canceled by COVID a non-contest. He says, I wonder at what point does this become problematic when the committee gets together to evaluate Big Ten teams for the playoff. Yeah, we've spent a lot of time going in circles on that one, and that's unclear right now. But at some point, the number of games becomes a problem. Now, some are saying it's already a problem before you even play a game. Let's say you play them all, it's a problem. I don't think the Big Ten's going to get docked if the SEC plays 10 regular season and they get in 8. Not in Ohio State, Penn State, etc. I don't see that. But, again, they lose games. They don't have any maneuverability. Again, as you saw here. You lose it. You don't get it back. So if you're sitting there at 6-0 and ACC's playing 11, SEC's playing 10, I'm talking just regular season now. at some point the committee says, hey, I mean, but where's the line? Where's the breaking point? And that's what Shannon's bringing up. I don't know that yet. I mean, could you say, well, Bill, it's 8. No, it's really 7. It's 7.5, Bill. I mean, I don't know. It's a legitimate item to bring up. And we'll be hashing it out here for weeks, on and off. We won't obsess over it every day because there's nothing we can do. But to discuss it and continually try and decipher it, we'll be doing that. Armageddon, what's up? Armageddon, gotcha.
Yeah. Morning, Bill.
Morning.
Happy Friday.
Yes. I like that. That's good.
Now, Bill, we're going to handle a little business today, and then we're off to the Carolinas this afternoon.
You and your brother hopping a private jet heading over to Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Not a jet now, Bill. Not a jet. Let's get this straight.
What, a crop duster? What is it?
Just a private King Air.
Okay. Whatever.
We'll have a little grudge match on the golf course in the morning, Bill. Then we're heading to watch the Deacs and the Hokies get it on.
You fly out of the airport here in Nashville?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, we're meeting at one of the hangars out there. Yeah.
I got a buddy, very well-to-do, owns a huge paving company. He drives out, I don't know if you've ever seen this or driven by it with one of your clients, but there is an airfield, a tiny one, in Lewisburg, Marshall County. And he has a private jet or whatever you want to call it out there. His pilot is out there. He parks his car at this airport. This airport's about the size of a thimble, okay? And they fly out of there, and he goes wherever.
That's the way to go, Bill.
Lewisburg, Tennessee.
Just park your car and take off.
Park your car, and he's on the beach in less than an hour.
Now, Bill, we've got a kind of a light schedule, you know, this weekend in the SEC, only 4 games. We talked a little about the Auburn-Ole Miss game yesterday. It'll be interesting to see what happens in the LSU-South Carolina game, too, I think.
Yeah, you know, we've spent a lot of time just because they're making their debut tonight and tomorrow with the Big Ten. But, yeah, SEC has some interesting matchups. Does Tennessee even survive in the Alabama game? Can Tennessee get to halftime without being embarrassed? And frankly, that's a legitimate question, the way they're playing right now.
What kind of mood, Bill, do you think Bowl Cut's been in this week after getting thumped by Alabama?
Very good. Oh, now who? Oh, Bowl Cut.
I was
thinking Beer Gut is what I was thinking. Bowl Cut. Probably a little cranky. I mean, I would be.
Running the stadium steps a little bit, Bill?
Yeah, I mean, Georgia, there's incredible expectations there. And you go, and in the second half, you get dominated. Pretty much. So I'm sure the mood's not real good. Shouldn't be.
I mean, Bill, they have to pretty much win out and beat Alabama in the SEC championship game to get in the playoff. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes. I mean, yes, unless we just have a year where everybody's losing. And I don't think that's the case. I don't think this year's any different when it comes to the chalk. Maybe one loss with those teams, but that's about it. I don't know where Alabama's going to lose heading to the SEC championship game. Who's beating Clemson? I'm not sure anybody beats Ohio State, so I still think the chalk is going to have clear advantages record-wise and the eyeball test-wise. And if you lose a couple, I don't know how you squeak in. If they can split with Alabama, then I think they've got a really good shot.
For Georgia to win out, Bill, don't you think the key is better quarterback play, more consistent play at the quarterback position?
Yes and no. I don't think Georgia loses a game that's left on their schedule whether or not Stetson Bennett's the QB or not. I think they beat Florida. I think they beat anybody else with him. Now, if they want to go further, if there's a rematch, which I think there likely will be with Alabama, I don't think you win that game with Stetson Bennett. No. So I think there's a limit there, but I don't think that hurts them rest of the regular season.
Bill, the music's about to start. I'll check in with you Monday.
Yep. No, I think they can beat anybody left. Regular season, they'll be favored. I'll ask Brett. He can look through, but they're going to be a solid favorite over everybody they play. And look, with the Gators, frankly, guys, we're just trying to get them back on the field. Literally. What are they scheduled, Monday? We just got an email yesterday, Thursday, that the high school where I've got my three boys, my last three of the seven, and they're going back to remote learning today. Yeah, so popping up a little bit, y'all. It's getting me nervous. It is getting me nervous. Hour two, Kevin Hagan, top of the hour.